notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hi, I'm Rick Harrison, and this is my pawn shop. I work here with my old man and my son, Big Hoss. Everything in here has a story and a price. One thing I've learned after 21 years, you never know what's going to come through that door. Just kidding, guys. Welcome to the podcast. We're broadcasting live from our central command center at the Jersey Shore. We are here trying to wake people up to the conspiracy against us. Before we get started, I want to let you know that if you're a fan of the podcast, you'll probably want to like us on Facebook, Black Helicopter News, and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at PresidentZen1. And finally, right now I have my last four albums for sale right now on selfie.com/PresidentZen1 for just $3.99 each. And we have a pay what you want feature if you're strapped for cash like I am most of the time. Moving on. All right.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, your trusted news source in the alternative media. This is a special report.
We got a special report. Four alien species that are really intent on harming humanity. The various sightings and abduction cases that have been chronicled in my database have allowed us to differentiate the alien species that are currently involved in changing or altering mankind's development without our consent. And we're going to talk about some of the most manipulative and dangerous of all, the Anunnaki. Many astronomers believe there's a 12th planet in our solar system, Planet X, otherwise known as Nibiru, which is the home world of the Anunnaki. These Anunnaki are said to have landed on Earth 400,000 years ago, and they colonized it with the intention of stripping Earth of gold and minerals. They are the ones who genetically engineered us. They used scientific methods like genetic pollinization to engineer human beings, as we know them, Homo sapiens. Many believe that the Anunnaki never left Earth. They're just secretly living among us, and they're actually hindering mankind's development. Our DNA contains markers of their violent, vengeance-inclined genealogy. The Anunnaki are believed to be involved in a conflict with another contender for Earth's domination, the Draconians. So the Draconians, vile, deeply corrupt, permeated human society eons ago and kept a tight grip on it ever since. The oldest reptilian race in the Milky Way galaxy. The Draconians came to Earth from Alpha Draconis, but their original home world is believed to be in another universe altogether. Like other reptilians, the Draconians multiply by laying eggs. Alien theorists come to the conclusion that the dualistic nature of mankind is remnant of Alpha Draconian domination. That's why some people have the reptilian mindset, which is an actual psychological term for the fight or flight base instincts of the human psychology and biology. In their society, females are not allowed to participate in war. Their only role is to produce more soldiers, and we see this happening in our culture as well. These are giants. Alpha Draconian, the average one, can measure anywhere from 14 to 22 feet tall and weigh up to 2,000 pounds. That's a ton. It's a metric ton. Their massive bodies are covered in dark, leathery scales, and some describe them as winged creatures. They could be what has been the influence for what modern religion considers the devil. They're a highly intelligent species, though, and they're the only one of their kind that survived. They killed all the other ones. They look like, pardon me, kind of like Killer Croc from Suicide Squad. The Alpha Draconians are divided into two different classes. The giant ones are the royal clan, and the smaller ones are the warrior class. Now, there's a man named Alex Collier, and he says he was permitted to share some of the knowledge imparted to him by an Andromedian being named Moraine. Quote, "The Draconians are the force behind the repression of human populations everywhere in this galaxy, instilling fear-based belief systems and restrictive hierarchies. They're extremely clairvoyant and extremely clever, and they can also be extremely sinister," end quote. Could this be why our modern American culture, or humanity in general, is fear-based? Because we should know better as humanity to not live based in fear, but for some reason we do. So this is exculpatory evidence that it could be possibly Alpha Draconian influence and engineering that created humanity to the point we are now, and they are behind the scenes pulling the strings and controlling high levels of government. They are very egotistical, and they believe they should rule over the lesser evolved. This is in line with the royal families, who are suspected of being reptilians. Okay, moving on. The native reptilians. The native reptilians, they're believed to be indigenous to Earth. They have a long history of interaction with human society. Their preferred method of collaboration involves using us as a resource. These aliens like to use humans. I've noticed this is a common thread. Anyway, they have an upper echelon which occupy positions of power. Most accounts identify them as a pioneering race of Earth. They're present in the mythologies of ancient cultures all over the world. They're malevolent. Now, many conspiracists believe that they've infiltrated human society to the core, and they've manipulated the elite to doing their bidding. They've created the systems and organizations and financial institutions. These are the reptilians, the Federal Reserve, the American government, the system, reptilians. This is all they're doing. Look, anyone with half a brain admits the system is broken. The system is rigged. Why are we following these rules? These rules that say weed is a dangerous drug, but that Wall Street criminals should go free. It's just these laws. All of this is created by these reptilians. Because when you talk to any normal person, any human, or just humanoid, they will tell you that, yes, the system's broken. Yes, who created it? I don't fucking know. Somebody created this stupid system that nobody likes. It's broken. Next, and finally, our last species of aliens that are intent on harming humanity. The tall grays. They stand 8 feet tall. They're gray. They're considered masters of technology. And they're the emissaries in most meetings between man and alien. That's why we've seen many pictures of our leaders shaking hands with the gray aliens. We've seen the leaked pictures of Eisenhower, Bush, Obama, shaking hands with the gray alien. Their lead position, it allows them political power. They genetically engineered the short grays. Now, those are the ones we see all the time. When we see the aliens that are short and they're gray aliens, mostly that's the widely seen species. They're commonly associated with the abductions. The short grays are the actual minions. You would consider them along the lines of public servants for their species. They like to do various experiments, and they've actually even designed human gray hybrids, and they walk freely among us, and you'll never notice because they have the characteristics of physically of a humanoid. So their DNA is the only thing that will tell you that they're a cross hybrid. So basically, anyone you see on the streets, I would figure and estimate that the average person, you and me listening, we would see about 3 short gray alien / human hybrids a day, and we don't know it. And it could be our friend, it could be a family member. We don't know. But we would There's so many of them that we would run across about 3 a day. That's just an estimation, though, in my own theory. They prefer mind control techniques, and they've been manipulating agreements for the shadow government. Many accounts and research that we've been tirelessly looking into claim and point to them originating somewhere in the Orion constellation, but that's even speculative. Because their technological level could mean they travel to our universe from another one. So they are, in fact, the real masterminds behind almost all human abductions and experiments. They are very egocentric, and they align themselves with the progressive democratic movement. The tall grays see us, humans, humanity, as worthless. They only use us to harvest scientific advances, which they manipulate. But they look at us as nothing more than a means to an end. Now, am I saying to believe this? That's up to you to decide. Stay woke, my friends.
This has been a worldwide broadcast. End of transmission.